Mick, we'll get to a really positive, good display for 94 minutes from your team tonight, but the last minute must have left you frustrated and disappointed the way that one's ended.
Yeah, of course it is. But we're playing against a good team, and we've just blinked and let our guard down, and the ball should have just gone out, should have been kicked out for a throw-in, and then not doing it. And then we were playing against a good team, and that was proven right at the very end, because the ball from reach and the header by Nui, but we've had about eight tiny little detail mistakes in that, which all could have ended up with that ending up the way it did. So, but that's unfortunate, because I end up feeling disappointed and angry about that, when really I should be feeling really pleased and thrilled by a really good performance tonight.
Right from the off, you set the tempo, you got shots on target, tested the goalkeeper in the first half. You could name so many players that really stepped up to the mark tonight, so many positives.
I thought the lads were great. So I'm taking the positives out of it rather than the negatives, because dwelling on that is only going to make me feel lousy. Dwelling on that is only going to make me feel angry, when I should actually be stood here thinking that's been a great performance and three great points. So I'm going to take the positives rather than the negatives.
Lovely to see Joe back on the score sheet, and boy, he's deserved it, hasn't he, with his performances of late?
Oh, for sure. He's been terrific. I did say to him the other day, I was extolling his virtues and how he makes us a better team, and said, a goal would be nice. Well, he's got one tonight.
Another one for Martin Waghorn as well, taking him to 9 for the season. That's quite some tally by the end of November.
Yes, they've been two really good signings. It's the goals that we've scored, I don't know. I think the attackers have got something like 28 between them, or 24 between them now, is it? Out of, have we scored 30, 32? So maybe we need others chipping in, but that's a really good tally from the front man.
And we saw your reaction to the Leuven's challenge on David McGoldrick after, just 2 or 3 minutes. Do you think he should have walked for that one? Should it have been a yellow card at least?
No, he should have been sent off. Having seen it again, I know in hindsight, and I can see it, clearer than the referee, but the fourth official's got exactly the same view as me, so if he needs any help. And I thought, if his foot was so high and where he caught him, and he stopped him momentum going forward. I can't affect the punishment, but, I don't know. I've been talking about referees' decisions of whether I get into trouble or not. I shouldn't, because all I'm saying is it's a bad decision, and it is. Well, no, it's not a bad decision. It's a non-decision. But not to get any colour card was remarkable. And then when I've seen it, Dizzy's got a cut as long as my index finger and as deep as that, and he looks like he's having surgery tomorrow to repair it. So, it's annoying, to say the least.
That was obviously the reason he went off, but he soldiered on through the rest of the first half, and he looked to be coming out for the second half before he had to do a bit of a U-turn.
Yeah, well, he wanted to come out and play. I said, look, if you're no good, you're going to have to tell me. But as soon as he came out, he realised he wasn't going to be any good. It's like everything. You go in, you stiffen up, it gets sore. When your momentum carries you through in the first half, because your adrenaline's going. It was sad to see him have to come off. But and I'm not saying the player meant it. We all go and try and challenge. But it's and by the way, it didn't affect the result. It didn't affect the performance. I'm not bemoaning that. Because we've played well, we should have beaten them with all their men on the pitch. We played better than them with all their men on the pitch. And sometimes you get somebody sent off so early, it can be difficult to break them down. But it was a red card.